Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Nace Gray.
All five.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. Yeah, I just went right over it. Went right over it that time.
You kind of like giggled a little. Like, I couldn't. There was like a moment of happiness.
I don't know if it was happiness. I'm genuinely terrified. Because if for any reason, like pre-show went off great, it seems like. And we got the sound is fixed. So the main show here is going to sound a lot better than the free pre-show over at patreon.com/podzilla1985.
But we gave you such a long pre-show.
But it just doesn't sound great.
Yeah, and the pre-show, it still sounds
fine.
It just has like some extra static. I figured out what was going on with that.
Mm-hmm. It's just not up to the Podzilla standard that we're used to.
Right.
But now it's taken care of. But I'm terrified because like...
If something does go wrong...
One of us isn't going to survive at this table.
You might Mason Rudolph me. Miles Garrett me with the laptop.
That's better. So I do have a new laptop here, folks. I have acquired a new laptop. So hopefully this thing will actually make it all the way through consistently. Because the last one, you know, would do that three times out of four. But if it was off on a day, then it was just going to be off on that day. That was always the weirdest thing about it. It never happened just like...
consistently.
Yeah, like if it either made it all the way through a show, or it would fail four times in one recording.
Yeah, in one attempt.
And it would always take care of us during the pre-show.
Right, yeah, the pre-show never has the problem. Like, yeah. it's always the main show. I don't know why it does it. I really don't. But hopefully this one won't do it at all. This one is a significantly more powerful laptop than the one that I've been recording on. This one is a more enterprise laptop versus the other one was a Black Friday budget deal that I got even cheaper than it was on Black Friday because I knew some people at Best Buy that gave me the hookup on an open box item. Yeah, I don't know why I expected that laptop to do the job. Anyway, so we do have, you know, quite a bit of content. We missed last week. We had Thanksgiving last week. We were going to still record, but between Dalton's travels, Asa was a little under the weather.
I went home sick that day. I was like, yeah, I'll be at the show. And then like 4 hours later at work, I'm just like, I'm about to throw up. And then I did.
Yeah. I got to.
So I went home.
I got home at 5 o'clock in the morning on Monday. And I thought, well, all right, they're going to be recording in 12. I'll be asleep. That was my thought. There was so much driving in that time. I was like, I'm going to be asleep, guys.
I'm trying to remember if, well, no, because I came back on Sunday as opposed to Sunday night. Because I recorded the day after the trip from Chicago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We left Sunday night into Monday morning.
Yeah. I left Sunday morning. We were back Sunday evening.
And in fairness to me, that was Sadie's fault. She was the one that wanted to go see Survivor Series. Because, and I quote, 5 Seconds of Summer is the official theme song. And I said, we can just listen to that 30 times on the car ride home.
It would have been way cheaper.
$170 later, we ended up going to Survivor Series. It's amazing how relationships work sometimes.
Yeah. All right. So.
Yeah, and then I was sick on Tuesday, so I think that's when Shannon just decided to call it for the week.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Shannon had talked about it. It's like, so we had this plan. because we had actually talked about it. It was like, should we do a show on Thanksgiving week? Like, or should we take the week off for holiday? I was like, man, it's Thanksgiving. Nobody cares about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we weren't going to record on the actual Thursday.
Yeah, that was the one day we weren't going to record. But then, yeah.
We came through in the clutch and just let everybody down between me and Asa.
Yeah.
I apologize for nothing. My body tried to kill me. Because, again, I was like, yeah, I'm good. I woke up. I didn't feel great. Like, I kind of had a headache. And you know that tickle you get in the back of your throat? You know you're going to get sick? It's like, that's nothing.
That's the cold. That's the upcoming cold.
The weather's screwing me over. It's fine. I'll be fine. And then, yeah, I got back from lunch. And then about 45 minutes after that, I was just like, here's the thing that's about to happen.
Those are the worst, too. Like, when you know, you're like, you get that taste in your mouth.
I would rather have that because I had plenty of time to actually get to the bathroom.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Let's move on from this topic. on to actual nerdy stuff. Yeah. No. I know that it has been 2 weeks since our last show, 3 weeks since our last show. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of news that's happened. We're still going to try and stick to the hour, so I'm not going to be able to cover all of it. So I know there's going to be somebody that's like, why didn't you guys talk about this? I was really interested on your take. Hit us up on Facebook. I'll tell you what my take is.
Yeah.
Like It just didn't make the cut today.
If you hit us up with them 24 hours on Facebook, they may cover it on Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, is that the show tomorrow?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because that's what it was. Well, I'll double check, but it probably. Yeah,
I'm just making sure that I'm not talking out my tail for that one.
So anyway, yeah, you hit us up on Facebook or hit us up on Twitter, and like I'll give you my take on whatever. So will these two. Like we'll let you know
you're
what we think about
it.
If
it's Twitter.
fair enough. All right. So on to stuff we're actually going to talk about, though. Godzilla vs. Kong has been delayed to November 2020. It's originally supposed to come out in March. It's been pushed back pretty significantly, which, honestly, I keep forgetting this movie happened, even with all the marketing that happened in the Godzilla King of Monsters movie. The entire credits for Godzilla King of Monsters was basically setting up, or trying to set up, Godzilla vs. Kong.
I think I need to... Yeah, I haven't seen the newest one yet.
It's real good.
I haven't seen either of them.
Oh, I loved the first one of the remakes was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, the first new Godzilla movie. Have you seen Kong?
Nope.
So you haven't seen Godzilla Kong or Godzilla King of Monsters?
Nope.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because these are not... I get that I'm on Podzilla 1985, and I know I break Shannon's heart every time we talk about this, but like they always seem like they focus so much on the humans. I don't give a rat fink about the humans in my monster movies, in my kaiju movies. Give me the kaiju, all the kaiju. Apparently the second Godzilla is better about it than the first one.
Godzilla.
And the first one apparently wasn't even that bad, like comparatively. Like I've heard good things about it. It's just like I can't invest in that. Also, I have a fundamental problem because I'm old school. King Kong is like, he's a big guy. Like he's a sizable chonker. Like, oh Lord, he coming. But he's not Godzilla size.
He's not Godzilla sized in these movies either.
Then what is the point of this?
No, I'm really interested in what's going to happen. But like, it's not. This is also is not the first time they're not breaking new ground with King Kong versus Godzilla.
No, yeah,
this
I know.
Has
but
been in movies before.
But they always have to do that like retconning of making
Godzilla
King Kong
way
bigger,
or King Kong, yeah,
Kong
way bigger
and Godzilla smaller. Because otherwise, Godzilla should just tag in Godzuki, and he can come in. And handle Monkey Boy. Like, he can use his little T-Rex arms and just still, like, do the cartoon thing of just hold his forehead forward as he's just, like, swinging at him, missing like a toddler.
Yeah. I'm really curious at how they're going to play it out in this one because...
I am cranky. Listen to the pre-show.
He is cranky. And the pre-show's free. You can find out on the pre-show for free. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985.
Or email us at whydoesace'sfingerstink@podzilla1985.com.
Or just listen to the pre-show and you can find that.
I feel like, yeah, I don't want somebody to actually put that in their email.
But anyway, yeah, no, the second Godzilla, though, I think that you would like more. People actually complained that there wasn't enough people. I don't know who those people are.
It's your movie.
Because I still think there was too much people.
Blonde, blinky guy. Like,
I knew what you were doing.
What?
Yeah, some people said that there was too much monster, not enough people. And I was hold on.
That's why I like Pacific Rim, because like...
Yeah, I like my ratio to be like 90% monster, 10% like the exposition and setup and stuff.
Because there was a lot of people in Pacific Rim. Like, I will make that concession. But like, everything the people did was to explain why the monsters were there and why we now have these giant robots that we're going to use to fight the monsters.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, that hit like an 80-20 ratio.
Mm-hmm.
We were like 80% like in, you know, giant robot slash giant monster,
mm-hmm,
and 20% exposition and whatnot.
Guillermo del Toro wasn't like super involved, so I still haven't seen the second one.
The second one was nowhere near as good as the first one, but I still had fun with it.
I'm sure I would enjoy it.
But anyway, moving on here though, and I know like this tells you how long it's been since we've last recorded. Sonic got a new trailer.
It looks good.
Yeah, the new Sonic looks so good.
It's going to be a bad movie. But
I'm tickets sold, though.
Yeah.
Like, they got my money. I'm watching it.
Oh, see, I probably still won't. Because, like, I just... There's a meme going around of, like, someone's tweet who's like, everyone who complained about the original Sonic design should have to buy a ticket to the new one because they listened to you and they fixed it. No, screw that. This is a million-dollar corporation who put out a terrible product. They don't just get my money because they listened to people and made a not terrible product. Yeah, I'm not going to say less terrible because the new design is a million times better.
Oh, yeah. The new design, like, I wouldn't say less terrible. It looks great.
Yeah.
The movie, like, still has a chance to be awful. And I fully expect it to just be, like, this bad cheese romp fest. Like, yeah. It's not going to be, like, I'm not going to tell everybody full price on this film.
It won't be, it's not going to be worse than an average video game movie.
Yeah, and I don't blame anybody for waiting for reviews.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, like, the look of this trailer has me sold. It's hitting in February. One massive improvement they made on this trailer, Gangsta's Paradise was not a part of it.
You said improvement?
Yeah, but I say that sounds like a detriment.
No, that was not the right song for that trailer.
Well, just so you know, any movie is improved by Gangster's Paradise.
Well, also, when was the last time you saw the original trailer?
Today.
Okay, because those are very separate. It looks like they're advertising different movies.
There are some scenes that are the same. Yeah, no, it definitely looks like they have changed plot along with the...
Because this one was way more jokey.
Yeah.
Like, the first one almost kind of seemed like it was trying to be kind of like a serious, not serious, but like a...
I see, and I think like a lot of it had to do with the soundtrack for the trailer.
Yeah.
Like, it's that...
No,
that,
it's a whole other vibe.
Yeah, exactly. Like it tried to set a tone, and that's why, like, the Robotnik bit felt so out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was setting up this almost like a serious movie, like, with not a dark overtone, but
then
like,
you got Jim Carrey doing... Cable guy, like...
Yeah, Jim Carrey comes out being Jim Carrey, and then he does the whole bit with the
40 seconds of...
Yeah, like, with the soldier. Like, because I rewatched it today, because I was trying to, I wanted to have, like, the good comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, it... Like, that was so out of place for that trailer, because the rest of it looked like they wanted to do a really serious action movie.
We were getting a gritty Sonic reboot, essentially.
And that felt so out of place. This new trailer has much more upbeat, happy, everything about it. Like, mm-hmm. It looks like it's going to be a comedy starring Sonic, and I'm excited about it.
It looks more like a Sonic the Hedgehog, what I would think a Sonic the Hedgehog movie would look like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Than that first trailer.
And I will say, like, the overall, like, minus the whole tone and everything I just discussed, I would have been more okay with Gangsta's Paradise as the theme had they left the lyrics out entirely.
If they just used the beat?
Yeah, if they had just used the beat and the tune, like, that would have been... Because, right. Like, it's that actually looked cool.
It's a pretty baller beat.
And don't get me wrong, I like the song Gangsta's Paradise.
You just like
let's
it?
Let's compromise. We're going to have Amish Paradise play with the lyrics.
I can't swear on this show, but
I mean, that would definitely match the whole, like, it fits the tone exactly as much as Gangsta's Paradise. Because I was rewatching, I was like, did they really never hit the lyrics? And then they do. I was like, yes, I thought mm-hmm. they did, and there it is. Because, yeah, you can't just have Sonic on the screen and talking about living a gangsta's paradise.
Oh, no, you can. They did. It happened.
I know, and it was bad.
You mean great?
That's why you shouldn't. They did it. They shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, I'm glad they changed it, like, because they needed to. Like, that was
absolutely
terrible. And by all accounts, like, everyone involved other than the higher-ups were like, no, this is bad. You can't do this. So
yeah, that was the big thing coming out. Like, all the artists were like, no, this is not a good idea.
Yeah, so I don't need to be the one to pay them. Like, because, yeah, kudos to the art teams that I'm sure busted their butts, like, and went into overtime, like, and just tried so hard to correct this, and they did a great job in that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who should be the one to reward them? The company that is paying their salaries. They should be getting that money, just like, okay, yes, here is your money, and then we'll make that up at the box office, hopefully. And if not, like so many other movies, we just have to take an L on it. The consumer has no obligation here to if you were critical of the original design, you got to be. That's fine. And if you really enjoy this new design and you want to see the movie, cool. But there's no sense of, like...
Obligation.
Yeah, there's no obligation there. Like
no,
I said,
I agree with that. Yeah, no, like, that's not, like, you should still, like, it should still be, Shannon's calling me. It should still be held to the same standard that, like, any movie would be. Like, just because they fix something, like, mm-hmm. before the movie comes out doesn't mean they automatically have your ticket. Like, they have my ticket now because, right. like, the... This was something I was probably going to see even when it looked bad.
Yeah, but I say I was probably going to go regardless.
I was actually going to ask you guys if you think you are more or less likely to see it now.
Likely to see it.
But because I'm talking specifically, I'm talking specifically in the train wreck factor. Like when we saw that initial trailer with Gangster's Paradise and Sonic with human teeth, like... Okay, yeah, I'm going to go see this movie because what the F is this? Versus, okay, now this is an actual Sonic movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No one was going to buy... You weren't going to buy a ticket to see the Sonic movie because, oh, this is a Sonic movie. You were like, what did they... Look how they massacred my boy.
I see. I never go to a movie just to be... Like,
to hate
I never,
watch it?
Yeah, I never hate watch a movie.
I don't either.
I just don't go to the movie.
I've done that one time in the last couple of years, and I didn't like who I was that movie showing.
Was that Suicide Squad?
No, I had to watch
Power Rangers.
I had to watch Suicide Squad twice in theaters to figure out if I hated it. I was so confused the first time that I had to buy another ticket because I wasn't waiting for Blu-ray. Power Rangers were the one where I like actively went and like
because you knew you had made up your mind beforehand that you weren't going to like it,
man. And it was bad because it was the trailers that I didn't like, and then they were just like the Pink Rangers based off of revenge porn, and I'm like, I really hate this movie. Really? You don't remember that part?
No.
She wasn't based on, but
no,
it was
okay.
A...
I do. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That was a part of her plot line.
Yeah, that was a plot line of it. And I'm just like, there's nobody likable here. The Black Ranger... All right, Black and Blue Ranger. Those were the only two.
Yeah, they were just fine.
The Red Ranger. Oh, my life's perfect. I got to throw everything away.
All right. So anyway, we'll move past it. Though, you know, I've never hate watched a movie, so I was gonna see it because it was Sonic, and I was probably gonna have a terrible time and it was gonna be awful. But now, like, I'm actually kind of excited about it
because it'll at least look good.
Yeah. All right. So moving past it, here we got a teaser. I hate it when movies do this. Like we got a teaser announcing the release date of the trailer for the new James Bond movie.
Yeah, I don't. It's the same thing when we start getting commercials for the Super Bowl commercials.
Oh my God! Yeah,
it's stuff like that I don't. So I don't like the purpose of the reason we got the teaser. What I do like is that they are calling this a teaser, and it is. Like this is an actual. Yeah. This is a teaser.
Yeah.
We don't need it to say that the trailer's coming out Wednesday. That's a tweet. Like you can just do that on its own, but
we've established exactly. that some people don't watch Twitter, so I needed that teaser.
We don't need this, you know, 12-second video. But I'm excited to see the trailer. I liked it. Like Daniel Craig might be my favorite Bond. That's one thing that I did want to do. Like, because we started doing it a couple years ago, a couple of my friends and I. We started at the friend we're watching in chronological order all of the James Bond movies, and that's something I kind of want to like go back to, but.
That's a lot of movies, and not all of them hold up.
Oh no, no, they do not. No, they do not.
Yeah, I saw a couple of the older ones a couple years ago, and yeah, no.
Well, and it's
most of them are pretty bad.
In fairness, it's not even that they're bad. It's not that they're bad. They are just very much products of their time. A movie made in 1960 is going to be paced and plotted entirely different than a movie coming out in 2019.
Yeah.
Or even
1999.
It doesn't make it worse. Like, yes, there are bad Bond movies, but like even some of the ones that a lot of people want to call bad, they're not bad. It's just we've been conditioned to expect Avengers pacing, and it's hard to kind of like, you know, put that in perspective when you're watching James Bond meticulously go through and search a hotel room looking for a clue. Like,
people ain't got the patience for that no more.
No, exactly. They don't. But that doesn't mean that it's bad. It's just like I'm used to this being a smash. Like this should take 30 seconds. It should be a smash cut, like side by side montage of everything while some cheesy song is playing over top. Why am I actually watching him look under the bed and lift the pillows and stuff?
And honestly, pacing like isn't even necessarily my problem with it. Just the overall content.
He's super rapey.
Yeah,
like he's straight. There it like, is. He straight up That's sexually it. Assaults a woman, but it's okay because she goes with it eventually. Like, it's screwed up.
Like, that happens more than like once. Like that's a pretty common.
There's one specific. There's one real, real bad one. I think it's either Golden Gun, the man with the gold. I think it is the man with the golden gun.
I think you're right. Yeah,
because they're like in a barn and he's actively like it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah. Sometimes it happens. Batman and Harley Quinn.
That was funny.
Oh, you!
That was.
But I'm excited.
Why does Dalton hate this movie so much?
I'm excited for the new one. Different. I like the.
You just didn't like how Nightwing handled the situation.
Yeah. Like he would have actually handled the situation in real life. I mean, real life in the comic books. Man, we are nerds.
I like the Craig Bonds though, so I think this.
I do too.
I'm sure this one will be good.
I'm sure we will have that trailer Wednesday, December 4th. Also, Daniel Craig has said once again that this will be his final Bond movie. This is the first time he said it for this movie. Worth noting, he also said it for the last three.
It's different though because this is the first time he's definitively said it. everything else that he said while making these, like, especially like the last two for Spectre
is,
and
I'll never do this again.
Not I'll never do this again, but I hated doing this.
Oh.
I don't know if I have another one of these in me.
He's definitely said I'll never do this again before.
I don't know if he's been that that definitive with
it. Yeah.
Because they always end up just back in the dump truck full of money up to him. And he's okay.
Hey, yeah, I guess I'll do another one.
But like this one, I know.
Because he hates filming them.
Yeah, because he's like breaking bones and like he's actively getting injured every time he does it.
Yes.
And spoiler alert, turns out he's not aging backwards.
Wait, what?
I know.
Wait, we don't do that?
I know. It's crazy. So yeah, I believe him on this one. Like no, with all of the production problems, because like, he broke his foot, his wrist, he broke something during this one.
I've believed him every time.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not one of those things where like I understand like why he doesn't want to do another one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, they back up the dump truck and he says no, I said no, and then they back up a second dump truck and he's like, I want full medical, and then like they just go.
Yeah, you're paying. He's European. He doesn't have to work. He's not paying for his medical bills.
That's true. All right. Marvel has announced four new movies slated for 2022 through 2023. What this means is that we will have four new movies in addition to the ones that have already been announced.
Right.
So what this means is from 2021 to 2023, we're going to be getting four MCU movies per year.
Mm.
And that will likely be the trend going forward for as long as the movies remain successful.
Give me what I want.
We've been going with three for the last few years.
And how many times are we going to say, I don't know when the bubble's going to burst? But I feel like this is the tipping point here where at a certain point, like...
Four movies per year?
Everyone
That's
at this
once
table,
per season.
No, listen. Like, everyone at this table, sure. Like, we're, of course, going to see all of those.
Yeah.
Even when it is, like, Shang-Chi. Like, all right, I'm still salty at how we have gotten live-action Iron Fist so far. But yeah, I'm going to go pay to see the Shang-Chi movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's who I am as a person. It's the general public. Like, sure, you get away with Guardians of the Galaxy because that's the first time you really got weird with it. But, like, when every other movie is a Guardians of the Galaxy, does that hold up? Are people still, like, because I'm sure they're all going to be good. We really haven't had a stinker bad MCU movie yet.
No. We've had some that aren't as good as others.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, yeah, we talked about this before. Like, whenever, I know Ace and I both had... before Endgame,
mm-hmm.
We wanted to do a Marvel rewatch.
Yeah.
So as I was watching through them, I even rewatched like the Incredible Hulk, the original one, and I was like, "Man, this is way better than I remember." Like, it's not
great.
No, it's not. It's not top five MCU.
It's pushing
by any
good. Because I mean, some things have to be at the bottom, like the bottom half. That's just how.
That's how numbers work. Yeah. Like you've got to. There have to be movies in the bottom half. Hulk is absolutely in the bottom five.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, I still had fun watching the movie. I still really enjoyed it.
I would still rather... There are other movies that I've seen that I would rather watch Hulk again.
Oh, yeah. If you were told me, like, all right, well, you have to watch Suicide Squad or Hulk, give me Hulk.
Yeah.
Every time. Like, that was a way better movie than Suicide Squad.
Yeah. So, it's... But I'm wondering... The bubble's got to burst. Shannon and I were talking about this a couple... I think it was the first week of November when we did Mr. 105 Star Man, because we were talking about like because there was the nostalgia November was what we were going to kick off. And so the thing that I had was, OK, what's something you think like in 10 years, what are we going to be as nostalgic for now? And his answer was superhero movies.
Because right now we are in the golden age.
This is like 100%. And like now that Endgame has. These next few movies are going to be critical. Because Endgame and Spider-Man Homecoming, to a much lesser extent, has put a very neat bow on a decade of movies and storytelling. Now they have to start over again, essentially. And if they don't come out swinging and really kind of do so, I think that they need to establish whatever the next Thanos is going to be, that thing that they're going to be building to for 2023.
Yeah.
I think they need to do that sooner rather than later. To really get people like invested, and they need to do more, you know, of course not have like a full appearance or like a movie dedicated to that character, but like it needs to, instead of it being a monster of the week show, it needs to be like an overarching everything kind of
connects to basically the way the Infinity Saga was.
Yeah,
like, we didn't have, like, not every movie was strictly about Thanos and the Infinity Stones,
right.
But, like, several of the movies did feature heavily the Infinity Stones,
mm-hmm.
and each of them kind of had, well, there were a couple of movies that didn't have anything to do with
the
Infinity Stone, and that's fine.
And it also, but, you have the, you know, the benefit of the Infinity Stones being so wildly different and having different effects on things
yes.
that, you know, they could all be different MacGuffins. That I don't see how they're gonna. I'm curious. I'm so curious.
Yeah, I'm really curious that they're gonna do this.
I want to see what these movies are. If they're sequels. If they're bringing in new characters to the MCU. Like, I'm excited. I'm gonna see all four of these movies every year. I'm curious to see what the general reaction is to the general public of like another one.
This is getting exhausting.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, no, and like even for us, like I'm like, because. Granted, like right now, we're getting 3 a year. I wish they were spread out more, but I know Disney doesn't want to compete Marvel with Star Wars.
Yeah.
So we end up getting like we front load the beginning of the year with Marvel movies,
mm-hmm.
and then we got to wait another year before we start getting some more.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite, they're gonna get so bored one day. They're just like, "What's gonna happen? Let's just see what happens."
So
let's do a crossover. Let's just see what.
Oh,
happens.
Between Star Wars and Marvel, yeah. So like, I don't know. I'm gonna watch all of it. It's gonna be great. Yeah,
babe. Oh no, I can't even talk about that.
I'm just picturing it's the end of Episode 9. They're doing the Return of the Jedi style celebration because you know that's how that trilogy ends.
It has to.
Yeah, but then like at the side, you just see the blue flash, and out steps Nick Fury. Ray,
he's gonna recruit Ray.
I want to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative.
Or it's going to be Captain Marvel just lands. What up?
Yeah.
Hold up. This isn't the same. You said it a long time ago.
This isn't my sector. Oh, God.
No, wormholes. It changes. It warps.
Yeah,
space and time.
She hits light speed. Like all sorts of crazy things happen once you get light
Haven't
speed.
Haven't you seen Interstellar?
So
Which
anyway.
One's that?
That was the movie. Never mind. About it later.
It's fine.
Was that the Matthew McConaughey one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no! I've never seen that one.
Spoiler alert.
It's yeah. There's the speed of light.
It's fine.
It does things. Anyway, moving on though from Marvel here, we got Deborah Chow has been tapped to direct the Obi-Wan series for Disney Plus.
She just did something that got people. Was she a director of one of the episodes of The Mandalorian?
No, those have all been directed, I thought, by Jon Favreau.
Were they? Okay. She did, because she did something that when people saw it, like recently, that people got really excited to see that she was doing this.
I can find out.
Because turns out the internet is very, very peculiar and protective of pre-original trilogy Obi-Wan and Ewan McGregor. And so the fact that they have Ewan McGregor.
Oh, she did direct an episode of The Mandalorian.
Mm.
You were right.
I know things.
Okay, I guess I'm thinking like Jon Favreau wrote them all. Maybe he didn't direct them all.
Yeah.
Also directed some episodes of Better Call Saul, American Gods, Mr. Robot.
Oh,
good Lord.
I'm like two seasons behind on. Well, no, I am however many seasons have come after season one of Mr. Robot.
Also Jessica Jones.
So we've just established this person's well qualified.
Yeah. She's going to do good.
Lord. Yeah, no, she has some pretty stellar directing credits. I don't know what episodes she directed out of each of those series, but...
But it's not like there's any of those episodes that, while watching that series, like, this looks terrible.
Right. well, anyway, so yeah, no.
Why is the season still going? Maybe. But never like, this is not shot well.
All right, and that actually leads pretty perfectly into the one thing I want to talk about real quick, The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, The Mandalorian, the first episode, has aired since we last did a Nerd Up. The fourth episode just aired recently.
I have two more to watch,
I have three more to watch.
Good Lord, really?
I was so hooked on the first episode, and I was like, oh, the next episode comes out the next day, and then I was like, oh, Mighty Ducks animated series. This is worse than Netflix.
It's what. See, here's the thing is, I honestly cannot fault Dalton, because at least he's watching something on Disney Plus.
True.
Because there are so many things, I know you guys talked about it on the Thursday show, you're paralyzed by choice.
Yeah.
Like, I went home, like,
I went through an entire season of Lizzie McGuire, guys.
Audra was going through trying to find something to watch. I left to go run an errand. I came back like 45 minutes later. She was still just searching and scrolling. She's like, there's too many things. My watch list, I had maybe like four things on it. I have to scroll for like 3 minutes to get to The Simpsons. anytime we're going to start watching that. So it's because she added so many things. I'm just like,
that she just wants to watch at some point.
Yeah. So at least you're on, at least you're not on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Like.
So I'll give.
You paid for a streaming service and you're actually watching stuff on it.
Correction. Sadie paid for a streaming service, and I am taking advantage of it.
Well, that's the secret. Like you can't be paying for it in order to actually use it.
WWE Network I pay for. I only watch during pay-per-views.
So either way,
the time.
Because we did get the first episode aired on release day, which was a Tuesday. Because if you guys remember the last episode of Nerd Up, we had minus the the really angry one where we were going to talk about this a couple weeks ago. We were recording early, and then we were talking about some inclement weather. That weather resulted in us getting a day off the next day. Like all three of us had the day off the next day for a snow day, and that was the day Disney Plus hit. We had the first episode of The Mandalorian was available immediately. The second episode was the following Friday. And we've had two Fridays pass since then, so four episodes total. And, the first episode was pretty spectacular. I really, really enjoyed it quite a bit. There was everybody has seen Baby Yoda all over the place. I'm sorry if this is the one bastion where you're like, oh, I've managed to avoid Baby Yoda somehow, and now Jesse just said Baby Yoda. What is a Baby Yoda?
I almost let it slip earlier. But can we just say how amazing the Baby Yoda memes have been?
Oh, they've been spectacular. Oh, my God. That's why there is no way that anybody that's been on the internet in the last 4 weeks has not had that spoiled
for them.
There's
so many good ones.
See, and that was the thing that – because I didn't watch the first episode until episode 3 was out. So I knew that was coming at the end. And yeah. I was like, oh, all right, that's a little bit of a bummer, but whatever, doesn't matter. I knew something was up, and they are adorable. The thing that I thought of was, so I saw the headline a couple days ago that Werner Herzog called the producers of the show cowards for almost going CGI instead of doing an actual puppet
for Baby Yoda
for The Mandalorian, and I was like, why does Werner Herzog care? That's so weird. Until I watched the first episode and, oh, he's one of the stars in the show. This makes way more sense now. It's like, why is he so weirdly invested
in your
a
dog
Disney
in this fight?
Plus exclusive Star Wars show?
Because he's in it.
That said, the fact that we, it's one of those, oh, Werner Herzog plus Star Wars. Yes, this is a thing that should have happened forever ago. I'm glad we are here now, because this is just the thing. It's like when we talk about like, oh, we want to see this person versus this person. How have we never thought of that?
Yeah.
Yes, that I need that immediately.
And Nick Nolte is in the show. There's a lot of people in these shows.
Brian Posehn had a cameo in the first episode.
Yep.
That again was
and
still
I'm sure
my
that made
moment.
Him so happy.
Oh, it did.
Him like whenever they contacted him about that, he was like, yeah, I'm sure he was absolutely thrilled. Wait, I get to be in a Star Wars? That's my impersonation.
It's not the
best.
Do
you know who Brian Posehn is?
Yeah, it's not even close.
No.
But like, it was a moment where I was sitting with Sadie and I was watching it because it's in that opening scene. And it's just like, is that Brian Posehn? Add a swear word. And then add another swear word. That is Brian Posehn, because then I had to IMDb it to like make sure that was him.
That was fairly close. I wanted to make sure I was thinking of the right guy.
I knew he...
I mean, you're probably getting the visual of him. That's not what he sounds like.
The only reason I knew it was him is because he, like, I think it was Patton Oswalt, like retweeted his tweet of him in front of the TV, like with him there, because he like took a selfie of him in the Star Wars thing and how excited he was.
Yeah, it's pretty. That's pretty cool.
So yeah, like he had a cameo that was awesome. Carl Weathers is in it. Mm-hmm. That makes me really happy because I just love Carl Weathers. It's the cast is great. Pedro Pascal, I think, is the name of the guy that's playing the Mandalorian. I like him just in general. This show has been so far like making me really happy. It's very much it's a Western. It's a space Western, but it's a Western.
Mm-hmm.
So like if Westerns, like you just absolutely 100% can't stand hate Westerns, then you're probably not going to like the show very much. But that said, I say still give it a shot.
Unless
because
the problem
because
you
it
have
is
with Westerns,
bad.
Unless the problem you have with Westerns is the setting.
Yeah.
Like, if that's the case, then yeah, you might then definitely give this one a shot because turns out it's in space.
Yeah.
Sci-fi stuff. It's different.
There's a lot of sci-fi in it. If you liked Firefly, you're probably really going to enjoy this.
Yeah, that's fair. I will like I'm gonna start by saying this. I've enjoyed it a lot because I'm two episodes behind now. I really did enjoy it, but it was by the time I got to it, it had been wildly overhyped, both by people in my friends group and just the internet as a whole.
I keep seeing that finger point at me.
I'm trying not to, like, because it's still kind of, I'm still getting a little whiff of gas every couple seconds.
Oh, it just kept pointing at me. I was like, I only told you that I really liked it.
No, no. Dang God, it's the free one. It's fine. But they...
That was our hook.
Everyone forgot. Everyone forgot. They don't know what we're talking about by now. This is why they don't watch James Bond movies, like the old school ones, because it's like, no, smash cuts. Montages. It had been too overhyped for me, so my expectations were a little too high, which I know is on me. It's not on the show. Like, that's not fair to judge it by that critic, but or by that metric. But it's hard not to once it's there. But it hooked me. Like, we watched the first episode and immediately watched the second one. The only reason we didn't watch the third one was because it was time for bed. And fair. We were very sleepy.
Yeah, no, like, we're now, it's an eight episode season. Mm-hmm. It's already been renewed for a second season. So we're halfway through now. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious on where this is going.
Yeah.
Also, some of the marketing materials have been a little misleading. So far anyway, like, I'm real curious about, like, how, like, some of the marketing materials have cropped up. And, like, there's one thing that happens at the end of the first episode that has nothing, well, okay, it has to do with Baby Yoda, but something happens in the first episode, and, like, immediately you're like, okay, well, all the marketing would lead me to believe something different should be happening right now.
I think
now.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then, similar situation, loosely similar in the fourth episode.
Okay.
So yeah, like, I'm really curious where this is going, and they I know, like, a lot of people are talking about, like, the lack of Baby Yoda marketing material and plushes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that was something that Jon Favreau actively fought for. He did not want any plushes, any toys, mm-hmm. anything to come out. He didn't want any of it even made,
mm-hmm.
because he was afraid that how many times has this happened where a character gets leaked by an ad that runs too yeah. soon,
mm-hmm.
For like a toy and something along those lines. So yeah, he actively like, no, we're not doing any toys at all for Baby Yoda. Now, of course, they've started production on them.
They've already said that there's going to be stuff in time for Christmas.
Yes,
so.
There will be Baby Yodas out there, like, in plush in time for Christmas.
I'm very aware of the fact that they've had that in a warehouse for, like, 6 months.
That's the exact point that he's talking about, is no, they did not.
Yeah, he adamantly fought, like, no, no toys. No toys are getting produced, no toys are getting marketed.
Until after it's been released. Shown. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, spoiler alert for later in the episode, Baby Yoda... that's cool, whatever. The child is what he should be called, because it's a whole other argument. But
he's 50 years old.
Still not the coolest thing, or the cutest thing.
The droid.
BD-1 is being severely overlooked by all of this nonsense because he's not
Fallen
quite
Order.
As because he's not quite as memeable. But
that's how
But he's adorable.
He's so much cooler and so much more adorable, and he is my best friend, and I would die for him.
He just walks around on his little feet. He has feet, Jesse. BD-1 has feet.
Okay, I need to play. I will play the game. I promise I'll play.
It's really good.
All right, this next portion of our podcast brought to you by our friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Stop by there for all of your comic book needs. And also, they've got coffee.
Or go to their Facebook page. Make sure they're open. Check their hours. That's only for Dave.
That is literally only
for Dave. It's only for Dave.
Anyway.
Well, if y'all have a story to explain to me in a minute.
Yeah, we'll hit you up after the show. All right, so Hickman has confirmed Magneto for the second giant-size X-Men. We talked about it a while back. The first giant-size X-Men is going to feature Jean Grey and Emma Frost.
Mm-hmm.
The next one has now been confirmed to be Magneto. So we're going to get that's going to be sweet. Like, I love me some Magneto, and Magneto in this era of X-Men has been very interesting.
I still haven't read anything past Hoxbox. I'm caught up on it. I finished it.
Well, that's good.
But yeah, I need to read, and I do have X-Men 2, so I can... I originally planned on getting caught up on some of my comics yesterday, but then Call of Duty.
Yeah, as of last night, I am completely caught up on every X book.
Yeah. I'm getting there. I'm getting so many books.
And this Wednesday War coming out. I've got to, like, I don't...
See, now that... Yeah, see,
I've got to start narrowing them down.
That's why I wanted to read on Sunday, is because then I could kind of pare down for the ones that I'm not really feeling.
Right. Yeah, you'll want to do that before this Wednesday, because 3 more books come out Wednesday.
I mean, I'll probably still pick those up, but, you know, it's fine.
You know, fair enough. All right. So we've got Nebula is getting her own series. So for those of you that are big fans of Nebula, she's going to be different than the movie. But they have changed her around pretty significantly, where she is definitely more similar to what she is in the MCU.
But same thing they did with Yondu.
Maybe this is a question for like a hype train, but do you like that? How they're kind of retroactively changing comic characters to fit the movies?
I don't. In some cases, yes. In some cases, no. It depends on the character and what they're doing. Nebula has been a bad to mediocre character in comic books for a really long time. Mm-hmm. So, like, these changes being made to her, I'm fine with. Same thing with Yondu.
Because they've always been kind of C-list. It wasn't until the movie got made that anyone really knew who they were.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you could argue that they, in terms of the Guardians of the Galaxy themselves were a C-list comic. Mm-hmm. Like, that had its really strong cult following, and there's a lot of people that, you know, are big fans of Guardians of the Galaxy. But if you try to compare those numbers to, like, the Spider-Man fans or something along those lines, like, yeah, no, not even close. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, them, like, retroactively, like, changing out characters or just pretending stuff never happened, I'm generally fine with it.
Okay.
It's usually more action figures I have to buy that I'm just like, but I already had the comic book version. That's happened to me on, like, four different occasions.
Okay, that's a whole other thing, because you already said, I'm never going to buy the movie figures. Well, here we go. Not my fault. So, moving on.
All right, so Vita Ayala and Claire Rowe are the ones working on this. That's the creative team, hitting February 2020. So we'll have that. Like, it's the general plot line. Apparently, Nebula is going to be racing against a group of bounty hunters to recover a secret device. That's all we know about it so far. Sounds interesting, and it's a six-issue series, so you guys can jump in.
Oh, so
on
it's
that.
Just a miniseries?
Yes.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Marvel has struck a deal with Tsuburaya Productions for an Ultraman comic. We don't know creative team, release date, anything else. We just know that Ultraman is coming to Marvel Comics.
And I know I'm going to get it. I have no affinity towards Ultraman at all. I always just thought it looked like a knockoff Power Ranger.
Back in the 90s?
He doesn't even have a Zord. Like, why? He's dumb. This is dumb.
Back when I was a kid, I always got him and Rocket Man confused.
Rocket Boy?
Nope. Okay. I said what meant.
Okay. I don't know Rocket. William Shatner? I'd have to see Rocket Man, but so like I had no like, but I don't know why, but the art that they showed for it.
Rocket Man was a terrible movie. Not the movie starring
one of the dudes from Half-Baked.
Yeah, there's a comedy called Rocket Man, and it's not important.
And then there's an Elton John song. That's the only good version.
And the Elton John movie.
I said William Shatner to be funny, because that's a pile of dog.
Williams.
There it is.
Yeah, so anyway.
We just talked around it until someone, one of us looked it up.
No, I was actually trying to find what the one Jesse's talking about looks like.
Because I'm thinking, like you say Rocket Man, I'm thinking Astro Boy, which I know is not right.
Oh, that's what I actually, when I said Rocket Boy, I was thinking of Astro Boy.
Yeah.
I don't know how I was reading his mind.
All right. Well, I guess while Ace is looking that up, we'll move on to Tom Taylor's Suicide Squad. We got the full roster for that. That book, fortunately, we were able to record before the book released. It comes out December 18th. And Tom Taylor obviously writing. We got Bruno Redondo on art. So we have the roster. This is a very interesting roster here in that, that's him.
That's the Rocketeer.
That's it.
I knew that one too. Not Astro Boy.
Yeah, so I messed up too. That's fine.
That's fine.
It was the 90s.
It doesn't matter, yeah. I don't know why, but I'm going to get it, and maybe it'll probably be cool. He's going to go up, he's going to fight Kaiju, and end of issue.
Yeah, probably. So here's the roster. The Eerie, Chaos Kitten, Deadly Six, Jog, Locke, Osita, Thylacine, TN Teen, Wink, Scale and Finn, they're a group, and then Harley and Deadshot. Take a stab at how many of these characters existed before this book.
I'm sorry, did you just read off a list of, never mind, it's fine.
Thylacine, we've talked about this before. You were on the show.
What are the side effects to thylacine?
Yeah.
like what is it? Predatory bird.
I'm about to say, what does it cure and then what is,
what are the side effects?
What is going to substantially be worse after I take this medicine?
Also, did I hear Dangerous Donnie Six?
All right, so this sounds like they literally found like a clan from DC Universe online and they were like, these names will work.
A little bit, yeah.
God. That would be kind of amazing.
It would be.
If everyone's just like, wait a minute. The terms and service of that.
Yeah, like we all may your names belong to DC Universe.
The thing that I hate the most about it
is almost everything.
No, not at all. Is that it's Tom Taylor. He's probably going to make me love like every single one of these characters.
And then, like, just
and then on
slowly
the slowly. The cover of issue number one came out, and it's Harley saying half of the characters will die by the end of the book.
I thought it just said one. Does it say half?
I thought it said half. I'm gonna let me double check that, but I'm pretty sure it said half.
Yeah, because it's by the end of this issue, I remember saying, not just book. So yeah, he's probably going to, because he's Tom Taylor, he's going to make us care about all these characters, and then he's going to kill half of them. Like I said, I thought it was just one.
But imagine if he made Gabby as a joke, and then just like murked her 10 pages in.
I
don't want to live in that world, I know.
Might have turned on you guys. Like, that may have been like the tipping point for like my sanity.
That's Jesse's supervillain origin story. Right.
And then he killed her.
Then I hunted him down.
Oh, well, she doesn't have a speech bubble there.
That's not good.
Because the speech bubble I saw was, I thought it
just
here's
the cover. Because here's the cover. There's no speech bubble, but the version that I sent you
definitely had the speech bubble.
So I wonder if
somebody just like did that as a joke.
Oh, I hope so.
As like, because like this is the most Tom Taylor thing ever.
That would be pretty funny.
Either way, I'm sure like it's Suicide Squad. Several of these characters are going to die.
It was Scott Snyder tweeted out, "I got an early peek and it's genuinely one of the best debuts I've read in a while. It's packed with great new characters, the old favorites you want. It's fresh, ambitious, and crazy twisted fun. Tom Taylor and Bruno Redondo kill." And then, yeah, so his version of it does say, by the end of this issue, half of this team will be dead.
There it is, yeah.
So.
Does the cover have just all the new characters on it, right?
So it's Harley, it looks like Deadshot, I don't know what those, someone that looks
here,
like.
Pass that over this way,
Dalton. Pass that down. One of those characters looks like Primo and Epico, Cologne, whenever they were the Matadors.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even remember the name of that tag team because the red mask.
Okay, it's literally like, it was like,
there's a few of these people that are not the people I listed.
Okay.
So that might
be. So they might kill off the people on the cover.
Yes, and then they get.
And then this
because a lot of these look like, I'm pretty sure all of these characters are pre-existing characters. Because I think that's King Shark.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure all those characters are pre-existing. Dalton, pass that back. Of the list that I read off, again, Dalton, take a stab. How many of those existed before this comic book?
Can we take out Harley and Deadshot?
Sure.
All right, cool. I'm going to go with two.
Asa?
I think they're all new.
They are all new.
Oh, yeah. For real?
Every single character. But
you mean I've never heard of Thylacine before?
Thylacine had
That's Los Matadores.
Yeah,
does he have El Torito with him? Why is that not one of the team members? You have everything else. You might as well have a little person.
Thylacine was the character he talked about. Like, it was the first character that Tom Taylor had revealed, and you've heard us talk about it before.
I probably browned out because you told me a comic book character's name is Thylacine.
Anyway.
I think they gave me a shot for that back in college.
Sean Gordon Murphy has announced Beyond the White Knight on Twitter. So I think we're about halfway through Curse of the White Knight. And we've got Beyond the White Knight will be the third one. He's officially started writing it. Basically, he announced it by posting a picture of a picture taken with his phone of being in like a WordPad document, and that was just the title he put up there. So yeah, he's working on the third set.
Can't be delayed if it's never been released.
Or until if you don't have dates announced. Right. Jumping back to movies real quick, Hunter just put in the group chat that apparently the Ghostbusters movie that's coming out next year has a trailer that could be coming as early as this week, but the name of the movie will be Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Huh. Oh, that does remind me, just a quick throw out here, or shout out here to one of our listeners, shout out to Johnny Underwood.
I love you, Johnny. We had a conversation this weekend. I love him.
It's confirmed that Ernie Hudson will be in that film. It has been confirmed for the film for a while.
Yeah. But just
But the article that I read
snubbed Ernie Hudson yet again.
Yeah. So yeah, the movie isn't snubbing Ernie Hudson. Mm-hmm. Just all the news articles are.
That publication did.
All right. So in video games, this portion of our podcast brought to you by our wonderful friends at Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content at ps2jshow.com, including all their social media links and their past episodes.
They just started my seasonal depression because they did their last episode of the year. And I'm like, there's still like three more weeks, guys. Just plow through it like we do. And then I was like, wait a minute, we took all of Thanksgiving week off.
We did, and we'll probably take all of Christmas week off.
You darn skip, because I don't have to work for 2 weeks.
All right. So, Half-Life Alyx got an announcement trailer for that. New Half-Life game, guys.
I mean, it looks awesome.
It does.
Like, the stuff that, like, digging through shelves and finding bullets and, like, it looks super pretty. Like, this is the type of game that VR needs.
Downside, you can only use Valve's. Oh, like, they fixed that?
Yeah, it is not a Index exclusive.
Okay, because I've
seen people talk. Well, at least I have seen people. I'll double check that. But,
because when I saw it, it was Index and the higher end version of the HTC Vive were the only two available options for Half-Life Alyx.
Okay, so it may be those two, but it's not. I know it's not an
so if
Index
you have
exclusive.
$150. Like if you took advantage of that Oculus Go deal they've got going on this weekend for $150, you're not going to be able to play Half-Life Alyx on it. I'm pretty confident.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I thought about getting one for $150.
I would have been puking all over my house, but like that for $150.
I was like, man, I could get Beat Saber. I could mess around with some virtual reality for $150.
But like, to go back on the main thing that we're talking about, the Half-Life. Like, Half-Life is such a good. I loved playing 2.
That is one of the just real quick. Sorry to interrupt, Dalton. Here, just to make sure that's clear. If you didn't pick up on this already, it is VR only. There will not be a non-VR version of Half-Life Alyx. Go ahead, Dalton.
It's Half-Life is such a good world to have an in-depth VR game like this because like it's. It is post-apocalyptic-ish. It's just pretty much dystopian, and it does it so well where it's like, oh, there's some places look really nice, and then, oh my God, this is a hell hole. And like going through drawers looking for bullets and stuff like that, this is the perfect world for that if you're going to use like this and Fallout. But I think I would hate Fallout in VR.
Yeah, apparently it wasn't good. Like the VR version of Fallout was not great either.
There's not a lot of like third-party, or like not third-party, like major AAA titles that they have made in VR that I even want to play in VR. Like Borderlands, I'm good.
Apparently, Borderlands 2 VR has gotten way better, but it's still just like, yeah, no, I'm not particularly interested in doing a VR version of that game.
Yeah, the only good thing that came out of Borderlands 3D was the joke in Borderlands 3 about it.
Yeah.
Okay, Half-Life Alyx will be compatible with all VR headsets. However, your computer has to meet its minimum requirements to run it. So you'll probably need a pretty beefy computer to run it. But Digital Trends is saying that it will be compatible with all VR headsets. Also, apparently, Valve's Index sold out in a week after the announcement.
I believe that.
Well, good for them.
Including the $1,000
package
with the headset and the controllers and everything.
Yep. Because the controller seems super neat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've got like the whole new system for that. Like, it...
And I'm sure that's going to be, like, the ideal way to play. Like, that's where they want you to play the game.
Yeah.
But, no, this is, like, this looks cool. It's not for me because I'm not a VR person, again, because I get super motion sick every time. Like, I would give it another shot, but I don't want to ruin my night. I need to just set a day aside to try it out again, like Shannon's or something. But this is cool. I know a lot of people are upset that it's not Half-Life 3 and that, you know, but it's something. And it seems like it's substantial. Like, this is apparently, like, a full game. This isn't just a tech demo. This isn't, you know, like, the Batman Arkham thing. Like, it's not a trial.
A lot of VR games are not long.
Yeah.
Like, or they're just, like, mediocre ports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, VR is one of those mediums right now where, like, having a 20-hour-plus game, like, the technology is not really up to snuff yet.
Well, yeah, plus, like, it's hard nobody really wants to sit and, like, nobody wants to sit behind a VR headset for 20 hours right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just not a medium that makes sense yet. Like, maybe one day, and, man, I really don't want to see that future.
And this might kind of be that.
I do, but I don't.
Gap.
Because, like, I know, like, you know, so a lot of people don't know this about me. I'm a little bit of a weeb. The Sword Art Online series, you have, like, basically they have this full dive technology.
You could have just said Ready Player One and not revealed yourself.
Ready Player One is a little different because you have to, like, they actually have all the gloves and everything you have to wear and, like, all the other, like, peripherals.
You could have just also totally recalled.
Anyway, so in there, you just basically put on this, like, thing and you go and lay down in your bed. And now, like, you're playing this game and every sensation, including, like, taste and stuff, is all, like, wired to you.
So it's Assassin's Creed.
Like, I'm ready for Google to just put a chip in me. I'm trying to go full Matrix.
Did you not get the needle and syringe whenever they gave you the Stadia? That's what that was for? Just
so speaking of Stadia, I do want to hit up, we got Asa and I were both able to try out the xCloud preview, and Asa got his Stadia in, so I'm going to let Asa talk about the Stadia first, and then I'm going to hit up the xCloud preview conversation after Asa talks a bit about his initial experiences.
I was trying to hook up to Project xCloud right now, but there's no batteries in this controller. because I could. Stadia, okay. Man, there's so much I want to talk about, and I know we don't have time. Maybe we'll do a deeper dive on Tuesday. But this has been one of the most embarrassingly terrible launches I remember seeing of any sort of a platform, a console, a service, whatever. They have bungled this beyond belief. There are features missing. You can't play wirelessly with the controller that they send you on your tablet or phone or browser. You can only play wirelessly through the Chromecast. There's all these features that they said at launch. Like, even the Buddy Pass got delayed originally. The rollout itself was terrible. Well, see, what we can do is we're moving atoms and we're moving bits. It's simple to move bits. You just push the button and there they go. But when you have to move atoms, maybe a truck breaks down. Maybe someone gets struck in traffic. You never really know when what you ship is going to get to where it needs to go. Fast forward a week later and, hey, so I pre-ordered in September and I already got my package. Jesse pre-ordered day one in June. He hasn't gotten anything, but no one's gotten an email yet.
This is a hypothetical. Bad. Jesse didn't actually pre-order.
No, but there were there's a lot of people on the subreddit who are like, "Hey, I ordered literally the minute you put announced it this available. Thing, and I'm getting my not only I'm getting my package, I'm getting my email after other people who have pre-ordered it, and they said that it was going to be rolled out, you know, based on when you ordered it, like first come first serve, essentially.
Yeah,
and they blew, which even that was like. When they announced that, I was like, okay, you know, I get that. That's cool. But when it didn't work, that goes out the window.
Yep.
Like, I had an understanding for that. So this has been – it's been bad. Their launch lineup is weak as heck. Originally, it was, you know, a quarter of the games were Tomb Raider games.
Yeah.
Like
– no, like that's literal. Bad. Like, yeah, one-fourth of the games.
And then they announced, like, 10 more, but even still, like, oh, so –
yeah.
That said – it works well for the most part. I haven't spent as much time with it as I would have liked to really test it out. But whenever I'm at home and I have it hooked up to – I have the Ethernet plugged into my Chromecast Ultra, which that was another thing. If you had a Chromecast Ultra but it's not the one that came with the Founders Edition, doesn't work for Stadia yet. They have to roll a update through that they're going to work on. It's just like, man, everything. So the Chromecast Ultra that came with the Founders Edition, because I got the Chromecast Ultra and the controller. Using the Ethernet plugged in to Chromecast plays great. It's like I'm playing a console. I notice a little bit, it doesn't look as good as when I play Destiny on my PS4 Pro. Mm-hmm. But it's not something that like totally pulls me out of the experience. I've played on Wi-Fi a couple of times. The first time it was okay, but like there was definitely some lag and it wasn't great. The second time I played it, or no, the first time I played it on, I'm thinking of the second time I played, it's fine. First time I played it, it was terrible. You couldn't do anything. You push the jump button, 1, 2, 3, the character jumps. The sound, it was like being forced through. Because it was like stretched out and playing and catching up, and it would rubber band really bad, both like the way it looks and the way it sounded. It was terrible. Yeah. I tried it on Wi-Fi the next time using the Xbox controller on my phone, because I don't have the cable to connect the Stadia controller to my phone, so I have to use Xbox via Bluetooth.
Yeah, which it's important to note, folks, that if I understood Asa correctly, the controller does have Bluetooth capabilities.
Yes.
Just right now, they don't work.
Except for the only way to play wirelessly with the Stadia controller is through Chromecast Ultra on TV.
Because the controller at that point is hooked up via Wi-Fi.
Yes.
not Bluetooth.
Right.
Bluetooth. The controller has Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. It has Bluetooth connectivity. The Bluetooth connectivity does not work right now.
Actually, so actually, I don't know if it's Bluetooth or if it is just you have to be at the same Wi-Fi. You have to whenever like you're playing on your phone.
Because that think would you make have to be, way more sense.
I think you have to be connected to the same Wi-Fi, but even that isn't available right now. Like you can't, you cannot play wirelessly. You have to, you have to be able to, you have to plug in the controller either into your PC, your laptop, whatever, or you have to have the cable to plug it into your phone, which I don't have. So I was using an Xbox controller. It ran amazing on my phone. Like I wasn't getting any of the sound stuttering, none of the rubber banding. Everything was great. The latency though, because the controller had to then talk to Stadia, then talk to the Google servers, was manageable other than when I had to look around. Using the right stick, I was overcorrecting. It was it was bad. So I couldn't really play it there. Overall, I'm happy with it. Like, I think it's super cool. I think the technology is really, really cool. Whenever it works well, it blows my mind a little that I am playing on a Chromecast. My PlayStation, my Xbox, like, that's not on. Mm. I am playing strictly, like, this controller is talking directly to a Google server farm somewhere. And there, like, for me, there was no noticeable, like, lag or latency or anything like that. But it doesn't always work that well. Right. I kind of want to take it. I kind of still want to take the controller into work one day and stay after and see how it works on, like, my work computer. Bring my laptop in here, like, try something like that. So I'm going to keep playing with it. I'm going to keep testing it out. I still got, you know, 3 months of Pro ready to go. So
yeah.
And I'll have updates. But my initial thoughts are, how could you launch this like this so poorly for a thing that, like, when you think about it, is so cool?
And just really, like, we talked about this Saturday. Had they just said, like, this is the beta?
All they had to do was say, hey, we are launching in beta. Here's the Founders Edition for $130. That gets you into the beta. That gets you the paid beta. And then you have all of the free games that we give you as part of the beta. You keep those as long as you keep your pro membership.
Yep.
You know, you can do that. And the subreddit really needs to calm down and learn the difference between being in early access
and having
early and having access. Early access to a service.
Yeah.
Those are two very different things. Yes. And if they would have said it was in early access, then cool, whatever. Project X Cloud is in beta. Yeah. We are in the beta of Project X Cloud. So all of the gripes and complaints that we might have for it, whatever. And one, we didn't even pay for it.
Yeah, so that's the important thing. So yeah, Asa and I both got into the xCloud preview.
Yep.
That's what they're calling it. Right now they have, you can actually still sign up for it. I know Shannon did. He signed up for it and got in like 2 days later.
Jeez.
Because they, like, this was after XO19. They started, you know, getting, which I had the whole list for, we could have talked about, but it ain't gonna happen. So, you know, they were talking about xCloud and everything else, talking about how you could sign up for it. Right now, we're in the preview. They've got like 50 games available for it.
Yep.
That don't cost you a dime. Like, right, because now. You know, right now it's in the preview. They're like, you'll have to pay for Game Pass to get a lot of these, or you'll have to, you know, own the games digitally.
We don't really know how it's going to go, like, with Game Pass yet. They haven't really said, like, how exactly the service is going to work, but it's pretty safe to assume that there's going to be a version that has access to all of the Game Pass games, and they have flat out said that eventually it will include your games library.
Yeah,
so which the digital I games assume that you is own. Digital. Yeah.
So yeah, the digital games you own, like if you have purchased something on the Xbox Store, will be available via xCloud. And there's even the xCloud streaming service is available right now, where you can stream from your Xbox, like games that you own digitally. I'm pretty sure that's available now. I haven't actually messed with that at all. But okay. Either way, the xCloud preview is available, and they've got 50 titles up there. It's different than what's on the Game Pass. They've got a couple of extra things on there, like that you would only see in like EA Pass and stuff like that. They've got a lot of publishers that are partnering with them to try this stuff out. And yeah, right now you can, if you get in the preview, it only works with Xbox controllers at the moment, but they talked about it at XO19. They're adding compatibility for even the DualShock 4 and any other Bluetooth controller that you can hook up, or wired controller, you know, once it becomes available on PC. Because right now it is only available on mobile, like on tablet and phone. And yeah, like if you, like, you can hook your Xbox One controller up via Bluetooth and you can play Xbox One games. I messed with it. I downloaded the app, got signed in, got everything set up. That was super easy. Got into it. I was like, I saw Halo 5 on the list. Like, all right, deal, let's do it. So I loaded up Halo 5 and I played through the first campaign mission just on my phone with the Xbox One controller hooked up to it. And it looked, I had zero problems with it. It actually felt like I was on my home network on Wi-Fi, and it felt like I was playing on my Xbox. Like, that was, you know, feet away from me at this point.
Except it was on your phone.
Phone, yeah, it was on my phone.
I did just ask you $44 a month. Like,
no, it's free.
Right,
like, the preview is free. All you have to do is you have to be invited. You have to apply to get into it, and then they have to, like, invite you in, but you don't pay anything right now.
Correct.
Eventually, this will be a paid service.
Yes.
Okay.
But we don't know exactly what that service is going to look like. We don't know if it's just, like, you have to pay a monthly fee.
Yeah, they haven't said anything about it.
You know, with Game Pass, anything like that, we don't know yet. So, like, fast forward, I was messing with... I came here into the store. Or, no, I was hanging out with my buddy Kevin Schenkelberg. Shout out to Kay Shank. Hanging out with him, and I was showing him and some of his friends up there, and an old friend of mine, Project X Cloud. I was like, "Have you guys heard about this craziness?" And I was showing them, and I booted up Halo 5, and I'm sitting there playing it on my phone on cellular network because I wasn't connected to his Wi-Fi, and it still worked on Sprint using 4G LTE. It still worked. Like,
kinda wild.
It wasn't completely perfect, but it was. It was good enough that I felt comfortable playing a first-person shooter campaign mission. I brought it in here. It's got WWE 2K20 on it, and I let Shannon mess around with it. Shannon actually ended up signing up and getting into the beta a few days later, or the preview. So, yeah, you guys can still do just Google Project xCloud preview, follow the instructions there. Once you go to the line, I don't remember the exact link to it.
I have Xbox controllers.
Yeah, if you got an Xbox One controller, that is the requirement. You have to have an Xbox One controller.
I got a brand new one this weekend. I got a pretty one. I need to take a picture and send it to you.
Just because it was bugging me, Stadia controller does support Bluetooth.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Because it's Wi-Fi and Bluetooth both.
It's just not the it's Bluetooth. Just,
you can't use so it as sense. You can't use it as Bluetooth yet for computers and tablets, and you can't use it as Wi-Fi on computers, tablets, and phones.
See, I thought you already said that, so I was like, I thought.
Well, we had, but he said he wasn't sure.
He made me second guess it because I was like, oh wait, maybe it is only Wi-Fi. Maybe it doesn't do Bluetooth, but does. So,
yeah. Man, Google, you be messing up. All
right, so I brought it in here. I let Shannon play WWE 2K20 on Wi-Fi. Like, we were messing around on the store's Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
The Wi-Fi around here is notoriously pretty bad. So, like, it was chugging in a couple of spots, wasn't performing all that great, switched to just mobile data, and, yeah, 2K20 worked just fine. Like, Shannon wasn't very consistent in pulling off reversals in the game. Like, I had never played 2K20. I had no idea how to play it. I gave the controller to Shannon.
There's a pretty consistent – the only reason that's important is there's a consistent tell.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, it pops up the thing, like the button to press and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, I wasn't playing it. Shannon was. I don't know how good or bad the delay was. Shannon was having trouble pulling off reversals.
It was probably bad then because...
It wasn't like most of it, like, he had no problem pulling off a lot of the moves and stuff like that. But the reversals, he was having a little bit of trouble with.
Okay, yeah.
So, and I haven't talked to him since then. And again, that was on mobile data. Like, that was on Sprint here in old Cape G versus St. Louis when I was hanging out with Cape Shank.
He was playing the next night because, like you said, he got in the next day.
Yeah.
Like he got in almost immediately. And he was playing here, and he didn't play a lot because it was when we were doing CCW Live, but he didn't really have many issues, if any. Like, he was playing through, and, like, the people that we were showing were, like, super impressed by it, and...
Yeah, it's
because it's super cool. I was playing. I started playing Bloodstained the first night I got in, and I tried it. It did not work for me, very well at all. Like, it was chugging, input delay like crazy. Even it was a game. It was Bloodstained, so you know,
that's not a game you want to be chugging on.
Well, I mean, not even that, but it's also it's nowhere near as technically demanding as like Halo. You know, it's a 2D animated side scroller.
Right.
Like, it's a gorgeous game, but it I would think that they would be easier to run. A Bloodstained versus Halo.
It actually doesn't matter in terms of because all they're literally all they're doing, all that is happening server side.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, it definitely Bloodstained is probably easier to run. It's less on the resources, mm-hmm. but they have enough resources that that's irrelevant.
That it's relevant, okay.
All they're doing is streaming video of you playing that game to
yeah.
you.
But yeah, the input delay was terrible. I know, right? Like, it was awful. I was like, oh wow, yeah, this is beta. But then that's when I switched over to Stadia and had almost the exact same experience. So it may have just been a problem with my internet, which is possible. A couple days later, I tried it again and worked like a dream. Like, it sounded great, it looked great, everything played perfectly. I switched from Bloodstained to Darksiders 3. Took me like 10 seconds to make that change, like, because nothing has to really load and process. It's all being done at these, like, giant servers. Darksiders 3, like, it played great. I was having a lot of fun with it. My only complaint is that because I was on my phone, everything was so small. And it was hard to kind of tell exactly where I needed to go because, I'm used to my, like, 50-whatever-inch TV. Versus, you know, my tiny yeah. little Pixel 3A XL.
Yeah, you got your little 6-inch screen there.
Like, yeah. Yeah. So, but it's just the technology itself is so cool.
So impressive.
And, like, I was already, like, excited for, you know, this idea of, and I kind of trust Xbox a little bit more with it because, you know, we're in the third generation. They're about to launch their fourth generation. Like, I don't have that worry of if I buy something strictly for xCloud, mm-hmm. or like I can also then I have it on my Xbox still, that's fine, right. Whereas Stadia, you know, if I go and buy something right now, if they shutter it, even if it's like 3 years later, like they decide, you know, they keep Stadia running, but eventually they shutter it, then, you know, what happens there? All that's
yeah, it's
gone.
All gone.
So,
but like we have no real fear of Xbox shuttering anytime soon.
Exactly.
So yeah, I legitimately think this is also to Stadia's detriment that the preview has become.
Oh, I feel like that's intentional too.
Oh yeah, I think so too.
Microsoft and Sony are working together on this. Like they're using all, like they're sharing information here because of Stadia and Google. So like, yeah, you know, it's like, oh yeah, so our beta has 50 games. Cool. Like we've got, you know, we're up to like 22 now.
Yeah.
And you know, they're adding a handful more by the end of the year.
So, they've got so many games because obviously they already had the hardware existing. Like they had the big advantage there. Right now, it's real easy to get into the xCloud preview. And again, 100% free.
Yep.
And all of those games you can just play for free, even if you don't own them, if you don't have Game Pass, any of that.
And they're not, and it's not like they're all like killer must play titles. Like there's a lot of stuff on there that I'm never going to touch. But like Darksiders 3 is on there. Cool. And I think that I think that's even on Game Pass. So like my progress that I use on xCloud, it's all just tied to my Xbox account. So I can go and play it on my Xbox mm-hmm. once I download it on there.
But yeah, no, but they do have like, it's not all just like, yeah, it's not like you can't play Outer Worlds on there right now.
Right.
But you can go and play Halo 5, mm-hmm. 2K20.
Yeah.
Madden 20 is on there. Bloodstained is on there. There's a bunch of like really good titles on there. So, yeah, it's not like, you know, all the brand new stuff, but it's Borderlands 2 is on there. Like, you can go, or the Handsome Collection. The Handsome Collection is on there. So, yeah, like, it's got.
I think it's just 2 and pre-sequel.
Is it? I thought it was. Jack. That's a Handsome Collection.
Yeah, but I thought that was, like, its own thing.
No. It's just 2
The Handsome
and
Collection is 2 and pre-sequel.
Okay.
Like, that's.
Because it's not. It's listed separately. It's listed as Borderlands 2 and Borderlands pre-sequel.
That's how it is on my Xbox.
Okay, so it doesn't say Handsome Collection,
yeah.
But it's...
Yeah, whenever you install whenever you install the Handsome Collection to your Xbox, it installs the pre-sequel in Borderlands
On 2. PS4, it'll do that where it's the Handsome Collection, then you have like an option, like a menu to add.
Yeah, once
like,
you go into the game.
But Xbox is straight up just pre-sequel and 2.
Because it's like that on PC as well.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, guys. So that's going to do it for us. We're a little bit over. Sorry about that. And we're really sorry about the massive gap we've had in nerd news. And also sorry that we didn't talk a whole lot about XO19. Might try and, I don't know, maybe talk about that on Thursday or something like that. Or maybe Shannon. Well, no, it's old news at this point. But there are so many new games that got announced. It was a really good show.
Yeah, XO19 was great. XO19
was awesome.
I was very pleasantly surprised at how great it was, including information on xCloud, because that's what I was mostly interested in. Because they've been kind of, it's been very disappointing the amount that they've talked about it.
Because each time they're like, we're going to talk so much more about xCloud, and really all they talk about is like preview, like up until this point anyway, up until XO19, like previews coming. Stream games, baby. Okay, but Huh?
Yeah.
Stream games, baby. Preview's coming.
Xbox, so yeah, please. It was super cool. Shane and I will probably talk about Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order tomorrow, because I really want to talk about that game.
And Call of Duty, for that matter.
Yeah, yeah, we'll probably spend some time talking about Call of Duty and stuff, yep, too. So,
all right, Pokemon. So yeah, but that's all we got for now. Hopefully you guys, you know, have enjoyed. I don't want to say enjoyed. Hope you guys haven't missed us too bad, and you're happy that we're back. That's probably the way I want to go with it. And also, if you missed us talking about it again, today's pre-show was the first pre-show of the month, which means it is free. So you can check us out on patreon.com/podzilla1985. That is the now third pre-show that you can listen to for free if you like it. $1 a month gets you access to all of the pre-shows, both past and future. So you can get a whole bunch of content there. We also have the RSS feed set up on it, so that the pre-shows, if you already have it, you know, automatically being downloaded to your phone, if you have Podzilla automatically being downloaded to your phone via your app, you can do the same thing with the pre-show. You'll get your own RSS link and everything. All right. But that is going to do it for us. Thank you, Dalton and Asa, for joining me. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you next time.